for a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful featured businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gazing, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
98Q Country, Park Falls, Wisconsin, home of the Packers.
We continue with After Further Review, brought to you by Network Health. We're at Lambeau Field for the Packers and the Lions with James Jones and Mike Keller. I'm Dennis Crosby. Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com is here. So back to the questions. I know Colorado lost big to Oregon on Saturday, but this question, Mike, is about Deion Sanders and whether he'd be a good NFL head coach. The Athletic polled 10 league decision makers. 7 believe he'll be getting interview requests. Some think he's better in college. Sanders has said he has no interest in the NFL. But the question is, would Deion Sanders be a good NFL head coach?
Well, I think he's a good coach, all right? So let me start with that, because I do think that when it comes to just football, he's a good football guy. Now, in the NFL, you don't get to recruit. And his biggest advantage is that he can recruit it.
Yeah.
And I think he'll have a ton of success recruiting and coaching at the college level of Colorado and maybe beyond. I don't know how that actually works that way in the NFL, but I would start with, I think he's a good coach, and you would start there.
Yeah, I follow that 100%, because you look at what he did, just turning over Colorado's roster. What was it, like 10 guys were back from last year or something like that?
I believe there were 12 or 14 players that returned off of last year's team.
They don't have
the
transfer portal in the NFL.
No, they don't. And you're not going to find a situation usually where you only have like 10 guys coming back on a 53-man roster. But, you know, listen, I just feel like the enthusiasm that he's injected and into that fan base, and he did it too at Jackson. I mean, to be able to give fans hope when you're coming off a 1-win season and how long it can take, even with the NILs and all that stuff, to be able to actually play competitive football, Deion did it. Now, I think he needs to do it longer. Could you come to the NFL? Jim Harbaugh did. Other guys have, for sure. But I think his skill set really works well in this era of college football.
And, James, isn't coaching, at whatever level it is, having your players believe? And he's gotten his Colorado Buffaloes to believe.
No doubt. I mean, and you want to try to establish that in the National Football League, getting your players to believe. And I think we're seeing a football team right now tonight in the Lions, whose coach is doing just that, you know, and Dan Campbell getting his team to believe. So, but with that being said, man, so I was able to be raised by Keith Williams, pass game coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens right now. Obviously, you guys have heard me and Devontae Adams speak highly of him being a father figure to us. And the reason why I bring this story up is because he's in the pros now, and he hates it. I wouldn't say he hates it. I wouldn't say he hates it, but, you know, we have conversations, you know, and he's like, man, you know, because I always used to tell him when he was in college, like, you are changing young kids' lives, you know. Like, I grew up homeless. You helped change my life, you know. And that is what Prime is doing. I think Coach Prime is built for college. He is changing young men's lives on and off of the football field. When you get to the pros, you cannot do that. Some of these players is making more money than you. Some of these players don't want to hear that. Some of these players already got families and all that. So for me, Deion Sanders is built for college football because he's changing these young men's lives, and he has an opportunity to get them fresh out of high school at 17, 18 years old. And when they leave him, 22, 23, whatever it may be, he has changed these young kids' lives. And to me, there's nothing that the NFL can offer that will be able to compete with that, in my humble opinion, of what Deion Sanders is trying to do. Will he go to the NFL one of these years? Who knows? But in my humble opinion, he is built for college football.
It's a great answer. All right, Mike, three games in, your thoughts on Jordan Love?
I think my question when the season began was, is Jordan Love a guy you can win with? Check. You can win with Jordan Love. Now the next one will be, can you win because of him? You won in the fourth quarter because of him last week. Now, for three quarters, you didn't win because of him. But in the fourth quarter, you did. So to me, I'm impressed because I already believe you can win with him. And I think he's showing you signs that you can win because of him. That's what I see so far.
You know, Wes, and you see this all the time in the locker room. The thing that impresses me most about Jordan Love is his poise on and off the field. And I do think with such a young team, that goes a long way. Those players in the locker room love him.
And it's the idea that everything's going to be okay, right? When you make a big, stark change like they made this offseason, you want somebody that's going to be able to have an entire locker room look at them and say, all right, we believe, right? We think that we can win with this guy. I don't know if you guys were able to catch that photo that Evan Siegel, our Packers photographer, took last week, but Jordan sitting in his locker, eyes closed, just kind of in deep concentration. That's what this kid's all about. He had the weight of the world on his shoulders this offseason. He is succeeding, arguably the greatest quarterback technically to ever play the game in terms of the fundamentals, in terms of the talent. And he has just embraced that role. He took his 3 years with Aaron Rodgers, and he took the best out of that to be able to prepare himself for this opportunity. And the thing I love the most about him is that, yeah, he's going to throw the ball down deep. He's going to take chances. But no matter what it looks like in that pocket, he's going to stand tall and play like he's a 6'4" quarterback.
And the thing of it is, and please don't think I'm comparing him to these guys, James, but when you look up quarterbacks that have led the most fourth quarter comebacks, whether it's Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or John Elway, to me, I don't care what you do the first three quarters. Yeah. If you find a way to win that game like the Packers did Sunday against the Saints, that's all that matters.
No question. I mean, the name of the game is to win, last time that I checked. But if you ask me, man, my opinion on Jordan Love these first 3 weeks, like I told you guys, I mean, I don't know what show we were on, but I said I was absolutely excited for this football season because it was a bunch of unknowns. We did not know how certain people was going to look. The main one, Jordan Love. The way he has looked, I mean, Jordan Love has really looked like a franchise quarterback. And with that being said, he's has one turnover. A lot of the throws that he's making, they are not head-scratching throws to, like, where in the heck is Jordan Love looking at? He is cool. He is calm in the pocket. And he looks extremely good. I mean, is it some throws that he wish he could have back? Absolutely. But when you talk about how Jordan Love is looking, I mean, Bears fans is like, now this is sickening that the Green Bay Packers keep hitting on a quarterback, you know, because it looks like that's what we just did for the next 10, 15, 20 years, however long Jordan Love can play football. Because what we're watching right now, he's only going to get better, and he's only going to be with Coach LaFleur for many years to come.
Well, you set me up for a perfect transition there, because the final question is this, Mike. Both the Vikings and Bears are 0-3. If you start 0-3, you have a 1% chance to make the playoffs. I'll just add that.
Wow.
Will they both have different starting quarterbacks next season?
Yes. I think that's a pretty – do you want me to expound?
Sure.
Because
one-word answers.
I love your insight.
I'll give you the yes. I wouldn't – listen, Kirk Cousins is not the reason that the Vikings are 0-3. They're 0-3 for many reasons. He's not at the forefront of the reasons. Kirk Cousins can win with somebody. I just don't know if it's going to be in Minnesota. And this is it on his contract year. Justin Fields has not shown that he can play at this level in doing both things. The reads, the mental processing in the throw game, because he's shown he can run, but he hasn't shown that he can do the other elements that you need to do with the quarterback. So, yes, Dennis, both will have new quarterbacks.
This is also why I've been so impressed by Jordan Love, because you go back, what, guys, 21 days ago, and the question was Justin Fields, Jordan Love, who's your guy? Who do you think's going to lead you to success? And it's just been one arrow going one way and the other arrow going the other. So you asked me that question, do I think there's got to be changes next year? I think there is. I think the Chicago Bears are in for some disaster here. I don't know how you rectify this. I don't know how you turn around this ship right now with the tools and the resource and the quarterback that they have in place. In the Minnesota Vikings, I was telling Mike earlier today, they went sort of half measure with this rebuild. You really weren't sure, okay, are they going all the way in? Are they just trying to keep Justin Jefferson happy? They took away some of their defensive pieces. They got rid of Delvin Cook. To me, I think that they're definitely also kind of staring in the face of a rebuild, too, if they can't get this thing turned around.
What if they lose at Carolina on Sunday? The trade deadline's coming up. Would the Vikings move Cousins at the trade deadline?
I wonder what that I don't cap know. Number looks like,
I have
too.
No idea how that part of it works.
Yeah.
James, before I want to hear what you have to say, but, you know, when I look at these teams, I think, you know, if you have a quarterback, you don't have a chance in the NFL. And also, for executives, getting the quarterback right covers up a lot of blemishes. Ron Wolf got Brett Favre right, and he rode that to the Hall of Fame. Ted Thompson got Aaron Rodgers right. And
James Young.
And he was able to endure a lot of turbulence because of him. And, you know, it's way too early to say Brian Gutekunst got Jordan Love right, but the signs are very positive. So, James, what do you think about the Bears and Vikings quarterback situations?
You said replace next season? Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Dennis, they might not make it out this season.
You're right.
I mean, the play that I'm looking at, and obviously Kirk Cousins is playing well. They're just losing football games, you know, and it's not all on his shoulders. But Justin Fields is not playing well at all. And Justin Fields hasn't even shown no signs of getting better, in my humble opinion. And I'm sure you guys have heard or seen me on TV fighting for Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields is an incredible talent at the quarterback spot. But it's not paying off right now. And as for the Bears, I mean, if you're looking at this thing 0-6, there's no way you're going to continue to put Justin Fields out there knowing that it's a kid out of USC out here and we possibly could get this number one draft pick. And we got the Carolina Panthers number one pick as well. And last time I checked, they're 0-3 too. So, to be honest with you, I think if Justin Fields doesn't turn around and the Bears start winning some games, Justin Fields is not going to make it out of this season. As for Kirk Cousins, I don't think it's somebody behind him that you're really looking forward to saying, hey, man, we need to see what he can do. So I think Kirk Cousins will finish the season, but I don't think the Minnesota Vikings are going anywhere.
And, Mike, the context of this, and James referred to it, this upcoming draft is considered one of the best for quarterbacks in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, whether it's Williams at USC, whether it's Drake May at North Carolina, I mean, there's a lot of talent out there.
The Bears had that choice a year ago and didn't go there with the number one overall. They might be there again. Breaking news on David Bakhtiari. So Ian Rappaport in the NFL Game Day says All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari had arthroscopic knee surgery yesterday. Sources say another surgery is planned in the coming weeks. One aimed at allowing him to play at full strength in 2024. As I read that, his season would be done, if that is the report, as it is from Ian Rappaport.
You know, Wes, and I want James to weigh in on this after you, but this is a game made up of humans.
Yep.
And, you know, when I hear that news, and I saw Bakhtiari at his locker, what, just a week ago, talking passionately about how much he wanted to play, it's sad.
It is sad because I kind of lost count now, honestly, Dennis, on how many surgeries that's been for Dave now. He had the first one, obviously, to repair it. He had another one, you know, the following season, I think, a scope, and they might have had another one after the 21 campaign. Yeah, like I said, my heart, you know, breaks for him. I mean, this is a guy, again, that he keeps coming back to it. And there was a great quote he gave us. We talked for like 20 minutes earlier this month, and he said, he's like, you know, it'd be easier to walk away if I wasn't so darn good at it still. And
yeah,
here we are.
He's not wrong.
James?
I feel like screaming right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like screaming. And the main reason is I played this game, man, and I had a beautiful chance, thank to God, to play this game at the highest level. And if you have a fingernail that hurts, and what I mean by that is if you have just a baby injury that keeps you out of a football game and it lingers, it's discouraging. You know, to get under the needle and have multiple surgeries and come back and feel good, and then you're like, dang, why my knee feel like that? You get a little swelling and it's another setback. It's just so discouraging. And especially, like Wes just said, with Bakhtiari, when you still can play this game at a very high level, even after all the injuries and the knee injuries, he still went out there week one and looked like an all-pro tackle. You know, so it's tough. It hurts. I feel like screaming for Bach because I've been there with injuries to where it's like, it sucks, man. You know, and for them to linger, it sucks even worse. And it messes with your mental. So I'm praying for him. Hopefully he's good. Hopefully he bounced back from this. And we all could be looking at this thing when he is in Canton and saying, dang, man, remember that tough stretch a couple years for Bakhtiari, but he battled through it.
One last thing for you, Wes, before we let you go, just for some context in this Bakhtiari situation. Brian Gutekunst is the guy who kind of discovered him in Colorado,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So he's going to give him, I think, every possible chance to come back here.
I thought so, and that was what was so encouraging about how last year ended. I mean, with a couple blemishes here and there and then an appendectomy that no one expected, he did finish really strong, and you got a sense of what that offensive line can look like again with him and Elton playing next to each other once again. We'll have to see how this goes. The Packers obviously have some decisions to make. I think, is Dave going to be in the last year of his contract? Is that the final year next year? I believe
year,
it is.
Yeah.
So who knows how they work all that out, but
there's no way they can keep him at $40 million
that's tough,
on their cap.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'd have to negotiate, the very least, negotiate that down.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wes Hodkowitz, Packers.com. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
After further review, brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Packers and Lions here tonight, both teams 2-1 atop the NFC North Division. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey, you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Join us Friday, September 29th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media Mobile app for Winter and Birchwood hosting Roaming and Betterment Mercer co-op team. Also at 7 p.m., join us on 103.1 for Phillips hosting Northwoods and Solon Springs. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Packers and Lions. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com. When I think of the Packers and the Lions, I was here December 31st, 1994, a playoff game when Fritz Schirmer's defense held the great Barry Sanders to minus 1 yard rushing on 13 attempts. The Lions as a team had minus 4 yards of offense in that game. Now, I was not at the October 7th, 1962 game when Herb Adderley's interception led to Paul Hornung's game-winning field goal. Packers won 9-7. That 1962 team might have been the Packers' best ever. So it certainly discussed as a possibility. Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin UP Ford dealers and the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 46 years straight. Get yours at your local Wisconsin UP Ford dealer. So, Mike, curveball here. Keys to the game, what do you think?
Well, keys to the game is how do you block Aiden Hutchinson and how do the Lions block Rashawn Gary? Those are two significant keys as to how this game is going to play itself out. By the way, the Lions are among the league leaders in team defense against the rush. And Aaron Jones returns for the Packers tonight. Yeah. Can you run the ball against this Lions defense with Aaron Jones? But keep in mind, Aaron Jones is a dual threat, very big in the passing game.
James, what do you think about as far as keys to the game?
Keys to the game is really my main key to the game is getting Jordan Love off to a fast start. Right, we are almost. I know we're missing a couple key offensive linemen, but we're almost getting to full strength. But we will have our skill positions out there together, you know, at full strength. And Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon and Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs and all those young receivers. So, and the tight end. So we're getting stronger there. So I want to see us get off to a fast start. Two of our best players on our offense returning. I want to see some shot plays early. I want to see the Green Bay Packers get off to a fast start.
Memorable moments coming up next. Packers Radio presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, it'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As a little girl, I always wanted to run the combine because it meant I was helping Dad. And Dad always said, farmers are helpers. I'm teaching that to my daughters, that farmers help our family, our neighbors, and our community. It's what I do at work. I help farmers get the equipment they need. My name is Kim, I'm a farmer, and I work for Case IH.
Case IH, built by farmers.
Football and Miller Lite, America's greatest pairing. Can cracks a kickoff. Tailgates going way past postgame. Sunday night overtimes followed by Monday morning swagger. Knocking on bar tops for luck. Kicking back on any given Sunday. You never forget the way some things taste. Taste like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. We're at Lambeau Field. Great night for the Packers and the Lions. In the final game of the 2011 regular season, the Packers and Lions squared off on a chilly, windy day here at Lambeau Field, where fans watched a backup quarterback set a franchise record. Here's Brian Posick.
The Packers were 14-1, and having already secured home field advantage for the NFC playoffs, Aaron Rodgers, among other big-name players, got the day off. Matt Flynn started at quarterback opposite the Lions, who were postseason bound for the first time in 12 years. Things didn't start well for the Packers, who fell behind 9-0 just 2 minutes in, but they eventually settled into what turned out to be one of the wildest games in NFL history. There were 12 lead changes on New Year's Day 2012, and half of them were in the first half.
They're coming out of linebacker blitz. Flynn, quick toss to Grant. He's got running room. 20. 25 gets a block. 30. 35, 40. 45 to the 50. Left sidelines. It's a foot race to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Holy man.
Ryan Grant, 80 yards.
Flynn threw three first-half TD passes, two to Jordy Nelson and that 80-yarder to Ryan Grant. Green Bay led 24-19 at the break. The lead then changed hands three more times in the third quarter.
And the handoff to Grant. Fake the handoff to Grant. Flynn, rainbow in the middle. Jordy Nelson's got it. That's a 15-10.
Yes.
Touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Another spectacular play for Jordy Nelson. 58 yards. Touchdown.
And the Packers and Lions went back and forth three more times in the fourth quarter.
Snap to Matt Flynn. Here comes the blitz. Flynn over the middle. Got Driver cutting left to the 20. He's gone. Touchdown. Donald Driver. 35 yards. And a Lambeau leap to the south end zone stands. Right through the heart of the gutless Lions.
Detroit regained the lead midway through the final period, but the Packers answered again with a 40-yard completion to James Jones that set up what proved to be the game-winning score.
JerMichael Finley wide to the right. Crabtree to the offensive backfield. Quick throw right side.
Yes! Finley, touchdown!
Yes! JerMichael Finley, the Packers have the lead!
Matthew Stafford and the Lions threatened again in the final minute, but Sam Shields' interception sealed the Packers' 45-41 victory. What a game for Matt Flynn. He set franchise records with 480 passing yards and six touchdowns. Stafford wasn't too bad either. He threw for 520 and five TDs, making it the first time in NFL history opposing quarterbacks each threw for 400-plus yards and at least five touchdowns in the same game. Also, the team's combined 971 net yards passing set a new league record. Aaron Rodgers returned 2 weeks later for the divisional round of the playoffs, but the Packers were upset by the eventual Super Bowl champion Giants. I'm Brian Posick on the Packers Radio Network.
Brian, thank you. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
With Sean Gary here, number 5-2 with the Green Bay Packers. As a professional athlete, I understand the importance of seeing clearly on and off the field. When you visit Shopko Optical, they will recommend eyewear to fit all aspects of your busy life. When your vision is limited, so is your world.
But when you can finally see clearly, the world has no limits. Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. Visit shopko.com to schedule an exam today.
For 46 years straight, more of you have trusted Ford F-Series trucks to help save the day, stretch the weekend, haul or tow just about anything, anywhere. That's because they're built Ford tough. And it's why Ford F-Series are America's best-selling trucks 46 years straight. And for that, we thank you. Because this isn't just about our capability. It's about yours. Shop F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Claim based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
What makes Scooter's Coffee amazing? Maybe it's our espresso drinks, like our signature hot, iced, or blended Caramelicious, made from the best coffee beans in the world. Maybe it's our signature homemade cinnamon rolls and tasty breakfast sandwiches, served fresh every day. Maybe it's the refreshment of our fruit smoothies in the summer, the coziness of a hot mocha in the winter, or maybe we want to put a smile on your face. Spoiler alert, all of the above. Start your day or top it off at Scooter's Coffee. Amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details, so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in and everyday great prices, you save time and money too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today.
Packers preview from the Miller Lite End Zone Bar, North End Zone at Lambeau Field. Thursday night action tonight, the Packers and the Lions. If you're just joining us, we knew that David Bakhtiari had been placed on injured reserve. Well, NFL Network reporting that he had arthroscopic knee surgery yesterday, and another surgery is planned in the coming weeks, aimed at getting him ready for 2024. So by all indications, his season is over, and that's not good news. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of the Green Bay Packers, helping protect their dreams and ready to protect yours. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Learn more at amfam.com. Both the Packers and the Lions come in 2-1 to this game. Tonight's Players to Watch is presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Dear Tough Terrain, bring it on. Toyota has 22 models with available all-wheel and four-wheel drive. Toyota, let's go places. Mike, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to steal this from James Jones before he gets to it. So, I'm looking at Christian Watson, his first game of this year, and Amon-Ra St. Brown for Detroit, because they're the two best receivers from a talent standpoint on both sidelines. But I will add this. Aiden Hutchinson and Rashawn Gary will have a lot to do with what Christian Watson can do, what Amon-Ra St. Brown can do. The Lions' throw game can be dynamic, and they've got a lot of receivers to go to. The Packers are shorthanded in the secondary as far as personnel is concerned. So I would go Watson and Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I took them before James Jones could.
I see. James, what do you think?
And you try to take two more. You try to take the defense. You know what? I mean, I don't know when is the last time we took this player, if we ever took this player. But his name is Matt LaFleur, and I am taking Coach Matt LaFleur. I truly, truly believe, like I said in the last segment, that he has to get this offense off to a fast start. You have two of the most explosive players in football, not just on your team, in football at that position. Christian Watson can really blow the top off it. Obviously, Aaron Jones is lightning in the bottle with the football in his hands. I want to see Coach LaFleur be aggressive in the start of this game, to be able to come out and call some shot plays, to really try to get this defense of the Detroit Lions on their heels. So Coach LaFleur is my player slash coach to watch.
Well, and I have to think, too, that if you're Aiden Hutchinson, you're salivating right now.
Yeah, and the same with Rashawn Gary on a beat-up Detroit offensive line. And let me add this to James Jones. Matt LaFleur is 49-20, so tonight is his 70th game. He's got a chance to get to 50 wins in the second shortest amount of time in Green Bay Packers history. Vince Lombardi got to his 50 win in 66 games. And tonight, Matt LaFleur has a chance to get there in his 70th game. That is a pretty impressive mark.
Well, to me, and I don't select
a player to watch because I'm not as intelligent as you guys. Oh, but if I were to pick one tonight, I would pick Rashid Walker because I think with Bakhtiari out for maybe the rest of the season, we're going to see. And he's tested tonight, James, against an Aiden Hutchinson who was such an impact player as a rookie and is only getting better.
No doubt about it, and it's going to be a tough, tough challenge for this offensive line because Aiden Hutchinson moves around, too. He don't just stand in one spot and say, come block me. He moves around as well, and not only that, he kind of reminds me of a guy that we used to have in Aaron Campman, where it's just nonstop 24/7 energy and effort, kind of like Mad Max Crosby, just a lot of energy and effort to where he always is finding himself around the football. So we got to make sure all eyes are on him, and we got to make sure we match his intensity and effort level as well.
Predictions coming up. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Open 7 a.m. 7 days a week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154.
Monday, October 16th, and Tuesday, October 17th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Red Cross is having a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. Again, that's 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. To help fight the ongoing blood shortage, the Red Cross is urgently requesting donors of all blood types and platelets. You can schedule an appointment to give by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-733-2767. That's the Red Cross Blood Donor app, redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767. Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to 98Q Country, Park Falls, home of Green Bay Packers football. Sargento backs the pack and the community with touchdowns for hunger. For every Packers touchdown scored this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Since 2002, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Packers. And, you know, if you were to look, Mike, in my refrigerator, you would find plenty of Sargento products. I'm just saying.
Well, I have no doubt about that. Yeah. You are not lactose intolerant.
All right, let's get to predictions. We've got the Packers and the Lions here tonight at Lambeau Field, a couple of 2-1 teams atop the NFC North, and I'll go first. I do have concerns about this game. I'd be lying if I said I didn't, but I still think the Packers will find a way. 21-20
is my prediction. 21-20 Packers win this game tonight. Now, this will bring with it another set of challenges, because then you'll be 3-1, you'll be alone in first place, and people will say, oh, they're the team to beat in the division. Yeah. So that has its own challenge.
That's a good challenge to have. By the way, earlier in the show, I caught a stray from James Jones on my pick of a couple of weeks ago when I picked Atlanta, which they actually did win.
Right.
Yeah, I was right. And then James admits that he turned it off last week when the Packers trailed into the fourth quarter. Yeah. So let me just say, I will take the home team tonight, not out of pressure from James Jones, but out of Anders Carlson's game-winning field goal, 26-23 Green Bay.
Wow. 26. I'm writing this down. 26.
What do you got, James?
Writing it down. Bay.
Okay, home team. Dennis, you said 21-20.
That's correct.
That's some real close football games for the home team. James Jones is going 28-10.
There he goes.
Green Bay Packers football team at Lambeau Field, Thursday night football, 28-10. Don't y'all think we forgot y'all ended our season last year. It's going down tonight, and we're going to make sure we send y'all up out of Lambeau with a big loss. I'm saying 28-10 Packers. Defense stands up, makes it really, really hard on this Lions offense, 28-10.
All right, 28-10. You heard it from James Jones, the always optimistic one who sticks with the Packers through the game no matter what is going on. Our thanks to James and Mike for their contributions this evening. We've got the Packers and the Lions coming up with Wayne Larrabee, Larry McCarron, and John Kuhn here from Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur Show is next, sponsored by Construction Business Group. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. You can learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Football is back, and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for a cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Want to test your Packers knowledge? Look no further than Packers Predict, powered by Zanix. Packers Predict is a free interactive game where fans can win weekly cash prizes and more just by answering a few questions about the Packers' upcoming game. Throughout the season, players are eligible for weekly prizes. And at the end, the player with the most points will win $2,000 cash and a trip to a home game next season. Packers Predict is completely free to play. Visit Packers.com/predict or download the Packers app to start playing today.
Dear football fans, at Toyota, we've assembled a hard-nosed championship team. Check out the RAV4's versatile ground game. Get behind the wheel of the Camry and see how this competitor gets its all to win. Or enjoy the Highlander, a big-bodied defender with plenty of room to carry your squad. Plus, all these vehicles come with available all-wheel drive, so you can tackle any terrain. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time.
Packers preview continues with the Matt LaFleur Show.
This sport is the ultimate team game. You need all 11 out there playing as one.
Presented by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, here's Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers on the Packers Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. It's Thursday Night Football, Lambeau Field in Green Bay. The Packers hosting the Detroit Lions. I'm Wayne Larrabee, along with the head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur.
Matt, before we get to tonight's game, I just wanted to get one more time your reflection on last week's game against New Orleans and a pretty incredible comeback against the Saints. 17 down in the fourth quarter. You know, to see that happen, it still have to be it still has to tickle you.
Yeah, it's great when you sit there and think about it, but I haven't had a whole lot of time to think about it. This is a short week, and we've been focused on a really good opponent in Detroit Lions who've beat us three times in a row. So I don't want to waste too much time thinking about what has happened. I want to think about what we have in front of us and the things that we can control in that regard.
Let me ask you about this situation because it's very similar to what we saw last November when the Packers won an emotional game in come-from-behind fashion over the Cowboys on a Sunday afternoon here at Lambeau Field, and Thursday night faced a Tennessee Titans team that is very much like this Detroit team, a physical football team. What did you learn that maybe helps you out now?
I think that's something that we talked to our guys about in terms of just you can't let the emotions of one game affect the next, and whether it's both positively or negatively, and you gotta as long as you're aware of that, I think you got a chance to combat that. So we know that we're gonna have to play our best football in order to beat a really talented Detroit team who's very balanced in all three phases. Their offense, they got one of the best offensive lines in ball, and they got playmakers. Jared Goff's playing at a high level. Their defense, you mentioned, is very physical, as well as their special teams.
You know, when I look at Detroit, and they're Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, you're an offensive coordinator, obviously. Tell me about what you see on that side of the football from Detroit.
I see a team that plays complementary football in terms of there's a strong marriage between their run game and their pass game. They do a great job of setting up some explosive plays off their run game. I mentioned they have a really good offensive line. They've got two backs that are extremely productive. They can beat you both in the run game and the pass game. And I think just being around Jared, he's playing the best ball I've seen him play. He's very decisive. He's going to throw it on rhythm. If he sees a crease at all, he's going to make it pay. And he's got playmakers on the perimeter. And guys like, you know, Josh Reynolds is there. Amon-Ra St. Brown, very competitive guy. Sam LaPorta is doing a hell of a job as a rookie tight end. So they've just got a lot of weapons, and they do a good job of just keeping you off balance.
With Goff, Matt, is it a situation where, you know, like with so many people, you need to find the right coach, the right system, the right situation to really excel to your best? And is that what maybe has happened here with Jared Goff in Detroit?
I think, you know, he's surrounded by some really good players, which helps. It makes, I think a lot of times quarterbacks get too much credit when things are going good and too much blame when they're going bad. But I think they've got a really sound system. And when you couple that with good players around you, it allows you to play your best. And credit to him and his teammates, because they're going out there and they're putting up points and numbers.
You know, it's kind of jumped out at me, and we saw it toward the end of last year. Detroit became a better defense down the stretch last year, and I think they've taken it to the next level this year. What do you see on that side of the ball from the Lions?
Yeah, I see a team that is very aggressive, that competes, and you're going to get their best every snap. And they've got a play style that definitely shows out on tape. And you got to match that physicality from an offensive standpoint. Otherwise, you'll get punched in the mouth.
Back to talk more with Matt LaFleur, head of the Lions and Packers, Thursday Night Football. You're listening to Packers Football.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
It's first and goal at Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin. On the field, a winning team of ASC Master Certified Technicians who have providing quality automotive service at affordable prices for over 8 years. From tires to tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more. You can depend on Jay's Automotive to fix your vehicle right and get you back on the road for the big game. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and towing is available. Score every time at Jay's Automotive, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Spaghetti dinner, always a favorite, available every day at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The Matt LaFleur Show is brought to you by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139. Touchdown! On the Packers Radio Network.
One of the interesting stats as we talk with Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love leads the NFL in depth of targets, 10.9 yards, by far leading the league. Matt, is this by design or is it a result because of necessity?
I'd say a little bit of both. Certainly, I think, you know, when you're trailing in games like we were last week, a lot of those balls were going down the field and trying to get some chunk plays, some explosion plays, and you know, we always teach and coach the quarterback to take whatever the defense is giving you. And if the defense is daring you to throw the ball over their head, you got to be willing to do that. And I know that the percentages, the longer the ball's in the air, obviously the percentages go down. But I would say that they're calculated risks.
Matt, when you look at your team, he's doing this without Christian Watson. And let's talk about some of the guys you're going to get back in this ball game. Watson, Aaron Jones, you know, Zach Tom will be up for this game. Talk a little bit about that. And can these guys kind of give you maybe some freshness and a boost?
Yeah, I think anytime you look what Aaron Jones did week one versus Chicago, just the explosiveness. You got to account for him in both the running game and in the passing game. And then Christian Watson, I think this guy, you know, it's a shame he hasn't been able to play up to this point. But just the growth that we've seen throughout the course of OTAs in training camp with him as a wide receiver, we're really, really excited about what could be in year two for him.
On a pitch count, are you going to have to limit what these guys can do coming back, or are they ready to go 100%?
I think they're ready to go, but I think we'd be wise not to wear either one of these guys out.
Exactly. You know, let me ask also about a player that you mentioned. I was thinking this, and I said, well, you know, everybody's been down on Darnell Savage for a couple of seasons, and then you mentioned earlier this past week that he's playing some good football. I thought so, too. I mean, the game in Chicago he had was outstanding. I thought last week made some excellent plays. Your safety, Darnell Savage, the steady one in that defensive secondary. Talk a little bit about him as we get ready for tonight's game.
Yeah, he definitely helps orchestrate the secondary, and I think what we're seeing from him is the best version we've seen from him, not only as a leader and a communicator, but just his playmaking ability. He's always had the skill set, and I think he's been disciplined as a player and allowing plays to come to him. And when he gets the ops, he's being very aggressive and playing without hesitation. And that's exactly what we need to see from him. He's made a lot of key tackles going back to last week versus New Orleans, and we need him to have a big day tonight.
You know what? Rashawn Gary's another guy who's come back from injury. You've kind of eased him back in. But, boy, I tell you what, his numbers suggest maybe a little bit more of Rashawn Gary as we go forward. But talk a little bit about him and the impact he's had on your pass rush.
Yeah, I think 3 sacks in 23 plays? He is a game wrecker, and an offense has to account for him. He is one of those guys that you want to make sure when if you're going to drop back, you want to slide the protection his way. Otherwise, he's going to make you hurt. But unfortunately, we've got more depth around him. I think Kenny Clark's been playing really well. And then the depth at the outside linebacker position as well as the interior D-line is really helping RG out as well.
You know, that defense last week kind of unsung a little bit, but they pitched a shutout in the second half of that ball game, gave you guys a chance to come back and win.
Sure did. I thought the defensive performance was outstanding. We had the two drives in the first half that were a little bit long. But, you know, this is the National Football League, and you're going to give up some plays. I think, you know, the one touchdown drive they had was kind of started off by a personal foul. And that's an area that we have got to get better at as a team, just being more disciplined, making sure that we keep our cool and not allowing some of those cheap yardage.
I was going to mention the penalties have been an issue this year for the Packers. Have you addressed that again this week?
Yeah, constantly. Anytime you're 32nd in the league in an area the wrong way, that's not a good thing, and it's going to be a point of emphasis. And our guys got to take it to heart, and we've got to do a better job of just being focused, communicating better, and taking it one play at a time. I think we've had a lot of unforced silly penalties throughout the course of the season thus far.
Man, best of luck against the Lions tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Stay tuned. The coin toss and the opening kickoff is coming up. The Matt LaFleur Show is sponsored by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application at AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Is that a metal detector?
Yep, we're house hunting again and need to find a fortune. Figured I'd start with my backyard.
Well, UW Credit Union found us a great home loan rate with low closing costs, so we save big.
Huh.
And they're also in your own backyard.
Is that so?
No, not literally. Get local mortgage expertise at UW Credit Union and see what you could save. Equal housing lender. Visit uwcu.org for details.
There's only one place in Milwaukee where every day of the year, dreams and reality get together for a great time, where you can walk in a player and walk out a winner. That place, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. With fantastic dining, gaming, sports betting, a luxurious hotel, and endless ways to win, the excitement never stops. The only thing missing is you. Your win is waiting, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit our website to learn more. Must be 21 to enter casino.
There he goes, 20, 15, 10, 5. He leaps into the end zone for the dagger.
The Packers defense finally gets the stop. And there is your dagger.
Packers Radio is sponsored by American Family Insurance, Miller Lite. Great taste in only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller time. Pick and save. Your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Provea Health. Software One. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Your local Chevy dealer. Construction Business Group and Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Local 139. QP and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. Quick Trip, Steinhoffel's, U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Green Bay Packers, Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Marshfield Clinic Health System, Manitou, Handling Your World, Baird, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Cousin Subs, UW Credit Union, here for every you, Menards. Save big money at Menards. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. Sargento. Network Health. Great Clips. Your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. And Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. On the Packers Radio Network.
We welcome you to historic Lambeau.